Do you know of buffaloes?
I have read of them, said Mrs. Trent, her eyes flashing. According to some of the testimony of the servants, she was as taken with Mr. Pierce as was her stepdaughter, and her demeanour created a minor scandal within the Trent household. Mrs. Trent said, These buffaloes are large beasts like wild cows and shaggy.
Precisely so, Mr. Pierce said. The western portion of the American country is widely populated with these buffalo creatures, and many persons make their livelihood, such as it is, in hunting them.
Have you been to California, where there's gold? Asked Miss Trent abruptly.
Yes, Pierce said.
Let the man finish his tale, Mrs. Trent said, rather too sharply.
Well, Pierce said, the buffalo hunters, as they are known, sometimes seek the flesh of the animals, which is reckoned like venison, and sometimes the hide, which also has value.
They lack tusks, Mr. Trent said.
Mr. Trent had lately financed an elephant-killing expedition on behalf of the bank, and at this very moment an enormous warehouse at Dockside was filled with 5,000 ivory tusks. Mr. Trent had gone to inspect these goods for himself, a vast room of white, curving tusks, most impressive.
No, they have no tusks, although the male of the species possesses horns.
Horns, I see, but not of ivory.
No, not ivory.
I see.
Please go on, Mrs. Trent said,
her eyes still flashing.
Well, Pierce said, the men who dispatch these buffaloes are called buffalo hunters, and they utilize rifles for their purposes.
On occasion, they organize themselves into a line to drive the beasts over some cliff in a mass.
But that's not common. Most frequently, the beast is dispatched singly. In any event, and here I must beg excuses for the crudity of what I must report of this rude countryside, once the beast has terminated existence, its innards are removed.
Very sensible, Mr. Trent said.
To be sure, Pierce said, but here's the peculiar part. These buffalo hunters prize as the greatest of delicacies one portion of the innards, that being the small intestines of the beast.
How are they prepared? Miss Trent asked. By roasting over a fire, I expect.
No, madam, Pierce said, for I am telling you a tale of abject savagery. These intestines, which are so prized, so much considered a delicacy, are consumed upon the spot in a state wholly uncooked.